Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Cedars in Lebanon. It's an honor to have you here again. Thank you so much for clicking in. Thank you so much for sharing the links. Thank you so much for all the love that you've shown to us in this year and you will show in the coming years. And we're so excited to have you here with us. This episode is slightly different from the normal episodes that we do record. I don't know whether to call it a mini episode or a normal episode or it's just an episode. But the way the episode is does not determine whether or not you get blessed, because the Holy Spirit has breathed on this and you get blessed. Amen.
Amen.
So today I have with me someone that has been on this podcast before. I'm not going to introduce herself. Sorry, she's going to introduce herself to you guys, but you've met her before. What was the title of your episode again, Babshi? I forgot. Something about... As Many As I Led. Yes, that was the title of the episode. It was such a blessing. If you've not listened, it's a good time to go and listen. That's part one, this is part two. I'm just joking, but please, you should listen to that episode again. And yeah, so today's episode, no, sorry, so today's guest, Sister Sharon, take the stage.
Good morning, everyone. I'm actually glad to be back. I mean, see, that feels like home. Maybe,
definitely.
I've introduced myself in the past. My name is Sharon. I'm a fourth-year medical student. Oh, I think that time we were in third year.
Really? Oh, really? We're on break. We're on holiday. Was it holiday? I mean, yeah. June or July.
I'm a fourth-year medical student. Yeah. So I feel that's what you should know about me.
She's a fourth-year medical student. She's a woman of deep wisdom and depth. Amen. Amen. Okay, so today's episode is, like I said, going to be different from the normal episodes. Here with us, we have a couple of proverbs from all over the world. Well, not proverbs, just wise sayings. Well, I think, yes, proverbs are wise sayings, yes. So we have a couple of proverbs from different places. Some of them are Bible verses, some of them are normal proverbs or something that someone said. But we have about 12 of them. Some of them are just... most of them are in a certain language called Pidgin language, for those who don't know what that is, but it's very common in Western Africa, and I think that's what makes the episode
maybe more fun
because most of them are in Pidgin. But if you don't understand Pidgin, we're going to try to translate it to English for you. I don't know how that's gonna go, but yes, God helping us. Amen. So we have 12, and then each one of us is going to take turns to pick one, like to choose a number, and then we're going to click it on the screen in front of us, and whatever comes out.
You know, this feels like billet and exam. All right. Am I going first?
Yes, definitely. Go first.
Okay. 7.
Do you know, I had a feeling you were going to pick 7 first.
Perfection.
I knew you were going to pick 7. Number 7.
Perfection indeed.
Perfection indeed.
When the problem of life come, make it come for morning. Alright, this is in Pidgin. Let me try to translate it in English. It means when the problem of life come, it should come in the morning. Deep, right? Okay. I just like to explain what I feel I know from this proverb. When the problem of life come, make it come for morning. It's just trying to say, I mean, the morning of our life in quotes is when we still have like strength to face whatever challenge, whatever problem we'll be facing. And also, I mean, the amount of strength you have determines how well you're going to solve a problem.
Yeah.
So to say, you know, now this is taking me back to, but is there like morning of our life biblically?
I think someone that talks about that thing is Solomon. I think maybe in Ecclesiastes, if I'm not wrong, he talks a lot about something about, but he uses youth anyway.
Yeah, youth, right? But I also feel, I mean, the Bible says Abraham was in his old age and his eyes was like that of a youth. It was not even dim at all. I mean, every day is the morning of my life. But when the problem of life comes, I mean, there's some problem like you will not expect to solve when you're like 70 years old, when you're 80 years old. You should have tackled that problem like right now. I mean, let's say, for example, if you like, you spend lavishly, right?
Yeah.
If you spend lavishly, you're actually like spoiling the evening of your life, in quote and unquote.
Yes. It's true.
You have to determine like your wise spending in the morning of your life. And whatever happens in the morning of your life is going to determine how your evening is going to go. Yeah. I think that's all I can say for this.
Yes. And as you said, like Abraham, like I think that Abraham, that was his morning. Because the age he died. Now people are dying
deep.
Yeah.
Deep. So, no, it's actually deep.
Now people are really
somebody
dying
should be in the morning by 8.
Yes. Like deep. some of us probably were in our mornings by 14, 15 because they're not going to live so long. But nobody knows. So. But you have long life, Jesus.
Amen. I mean, only God knows the beginning of 18 and the end of 18.
Yes. Okay, so a number, I think I will go with number, God help me, number 10.
Oh my God.
Wait, I compare this theme, it's too funny. The food you will not eat, don't smell it. The food you will not eat, don't smell it. Okay, literally, I'm sorry. The food you're not going to eat, don't smell it. Don't try. I don't have to. what you're not going to involve yourself in, don't attempt it.
No, it's deep. You know, this is taking me to I don't know why I'm relating this to like sexual immorality.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, sure.
No, you're right. It's because true.
You're not going to be ready for the consequences after. It's not on the legal ground. So why should you? Why should you even smell it?
Yes, it's true.
And people say something like, if I taste it once, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm going to repent. God is going to forgive me.
But
that's intentional sinning.
Yeah, and it's a very terrible, that's manipulative behavior to God. Very terrible.
Wow. No, but it's the truth. Honestly, it's the truth. People that say things like, I'm going to apologize when I'm done. It's just like you tell, it's the same humor, like me telling, okay, I'm going to do something
that hurts you.
Yes.
But I'm apologizing
when I'm done. Like, it's very manipulative or not.
Actually,
kind of.
I don't, takes me to this Bible verse. I don't know if I'm paraphrasing it correctly, but I know you will help me. Do not wake up love.
Yeah, don't awaken love when the time is right.
When the time is not right.
Don't awaken love when the don't awaken love when the time is not right.
Yeah. So that
don't awaken love until the time is right.
Okay.
I don't even know. It's a song of Solomon anyway.
But anyways, what he's just trying to say is that don't involve yourself in things when the time is not right.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know what the Bible talks about, fornication.
Yeah.
And adultery for the married people.
But things like that, there's no right time. Like adultery, for example, that one is wrong. But yes, fornication, sexual immorality, all of this tempting yourself with kissings and touchings and cuddlings is not necessary. Seriously. The food you're not going to eat, don't smell it.
Smell it though. Don't smell it though.
Don't smell it. Yeah. Nice one.
You picked number 10, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick number 5.
Shy. It's really good. Number 5. Number five is a Bible verse.
Oh my God!
Number 5.
Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones.
Oh my God.
My God.
No.
Solomon was a wise man. A very wise man.
Yeah.
He pleasant was. Words as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. I think this is just trying to say that how we communicate to people, how we talk to people, you know, it determines a lot of things. How we talk to people determines a lot of things. You know, you can literally say some stuff that would damage some people for the rest of their life.
Yes.
We all come from a different background and, you know, different race, different ethnic beliefs, so to say.
Yeah.
And the way we speak is different. But I think this boils down or go back to how the Bible tells us to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, once you give your life to Christ, you are forgetting the old ways of it in, the old ethnic beliefs and all other things. This is reminding me of Colossians chapter 4 verses that says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer each person." I mean, there's this saying that says you have to think before you talk.
Yeah.
It's not every time you just open your mouth to say whatever that comes to your head. You have to actually think, pause. If this was said to me, how am I going to react? How am I going to feel?
Yeah.
We all have to like put that into consideration before speaking to each people or anybody.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very nice. Celebrate humor. Yeah, okay. So now, I'm not sure she would choose
it. Yeah. I hope she chooses it by moving on.
Your fault. Number 4
is a Bible. You said it already, so you have to pick it.
No. Okay. Number 4. Jesus.
Deep.
What's going on? In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. It's also a Bible verse. I don't remember where from. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. I think it's also very related to the pleasant, the one you just said. Pleasant words are like medicine, right? In the multitude of words, someone that talks too much,
my God,
is close to committing sin than someone who keeps his mouth shut.
Deep.
I don't know.
No, it's actually deep.
Yeah, because if you're someone who does not know when and how to talk, I used to say this, that the same Holy Ghost that tells you what to say or when to say it will also tell you what not to say and when not to speak. So you're like, you have many
hands.
Stop. No, but it's true. You have a lot of people saying things like, the Holy Ghost said I should, or the Lord said I should. Like, no, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that the Lord, the same Holy Spirit that tells you, oh, I should say this and when I should say this, is also able to restrain you from speaking. And I mean, we've heard of many both true and false, or true and fiction stories of people that had the chance to have an opportunity, but because they just shared too much, or they said too much, or they just opened their mouth and said things that they probably were not supposed to say, and then they lost that chance or lost that opportunity. So, but yes, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Wherever there are many words, there's sin. But he who restrains his lips is wise.
Lord, make me wise.
Lord. Okay.
Do you think we should take note of the numbers?
Yeah, we picked 4, 5, 7, and 10.
Okay, let me pick the last one. Let me pick number 12.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
I hope it's not a Bible verse.
No. Oh, I knew it.
It's a Bible verse.
It's not a Bible verse, no.
We never wash Bill's mama this way. Oh my god.
Oh my god. You remember the first time I heard this thing? I never understood it. So today, I don't think I understand. Never wash
beans.
My this smell.
I don't know. How many of us know my mom?
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh, my mom is.
Nah, I miss my mom.
I want my mom.
Yeah. We never wash beans. My mom this smell. This is deep.
Everything is deep.
Because I cannot express this.
Oh my god. But this I don't understand. It's like we have not washed the beans, but moimoi is like it's a
food
that you make from beans. Yeah. A Nigerian food that you make from beans. So like you've not washed the beans, but the moimoi is already smelling. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining this right. Oh, why did I pick number 2? But I think I don't know why to say mama they smell. It's leaning more on the bad side,
yeah, than on the good side.
But it can also explain good side. I think
it's true. I think I know where you want to go to.
What is it?
No,
Awala. Good deeper. No,
I don't have any deeper darkness to go to.
I don't know. But I feel this is going in the direction of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some people, so to say, the way they behave announces them before they do anything.
It's true. Actually, yeah. I'm like, it's true. Hi,
share.
Expand on this. That's we never wash beans, moimoi this smell. I don't know. I think maybe it means like people that announce themselves before they are supposed to be announced, or like you go ahead of yourself, you
go ahead of God.
God, what?
When God is saying, I'm still keeping you, wait, the time is not now. And with those kind of people, I mean, if you go ahead to announce yourself when God has not announced you yet, I tell you, you're not going to last.
Yeah, seriously.
You're not going to last. And once you don't last, quote unquote, like, how do I explain this? You know, after you've announced yourself and then it just goes for a short period of time, I don't know, to come out from that, how do we put it now? Is there like a repair to that? Like to come out from that
place,
phase and this thing is really difficult. You have to go back to the
to beginning. The class.
Yeah, you go you back to that class lesson. Skip.
Yeah.
You have to go back. If it's primary one is skipped in the school of spirit, you go back and go and attend it.
Yeah.
And it's not as if you go back to attend primary one and then you graduate. Come no. Back. From primary one you start again.
Continue. Yeah.
And it's true. Oh my god, it's really a painful process. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. It's going to be like a very more painful process.
Yeah.
Than it was even in the beginning when you were attending the classes.
So they get to keep from
I mean, it's just the truth.
Yeah, it's very true. And I mean, like, that scripture that says that humble yourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord that you'll be exalted. And you'll be
established.
And you'll be exalted.
Exalted.
Like, he will exalt you. So, it's very, yes, what you said, very true. Don't wash, Abby. Don't smell when they've not washed your beard. Oh, my God. Okay, that was number 12.
Yeah.
Ah, it's me?
Of course.
Jesus, what is left? 1, 2, 3, 6, 8. Oh, you chose 8.
No.
No, I chose 8. Ah, okay. 11.
No, nobody.
I did not choose 8.
No.
I know what's on 8. I don't want to choose it.
Okay. You have to choose it because of what you said now.
No, I want to leave it for you, my man of God. Let me choose 1. 1, 2.
I chose 12. You're choosing 1.
you know, not journey where you know, carry water.
Right.
Oh my God, you know, no journey where you they go where you know, carry water.
You have to translate that.
You don't know the journey that you are going on, that you do not carry water.
Hmm.
And you do not carry water.
Have anyone heard about the test of life?
Jesus. I myself, I need to allow this thing to settle inside of me.
Sorry. You didn't even know if Nasara decided to go.
Oh my God. Mm. You know, no journey where you they go, where you know carry water.
Wow, this is deep.
You don't know where you're going to that you know carry water.
I've repeated it twice.
It's deep. It is really deep. Like, I think that this is talking about preparation.
Oh my God.
Just being prepared because you don't know. Always being prepared, I think that's it. That's it.
You have to be always
prepared. In season and out of season. Because you don't know the journey you're going on. The
journey is far.
And there are many things you meet on the way. Even if it's a journey where you might not need water to drink. As in, you're not thirsty. You might need water for something else.
But wait. Why am I linking this?
Link it, mommy.
You know, Jesus is the living water.
My God, Jesus! I told you, link his mommy. Keep linking.
No, I mean, Jesus is the living water. Jesus. If you want to link this to the Bible,
My God,
I am the living water. If anyone thirsts, let him come and drink. Like there's surplus of water. In God. There's surplus. I mean, it's the living water, like there's surplus of water on ground. You just come and drink as much as you can drink.
Yes.
I really don't know why I'm linking this to Jesus being the living water, though.
It's the living water. No other water you can carry on a journey that will last but him.
My God.
So you don't know the journey you're going to carry water. Carry Jesus. So he's even the way, first of all. So you know the journey where you're going on. The way, the truth, and life. No Jesus, no life.
True.
Yeah. Oh, this thing is turning out to be deeper than I thought. Okay. That was number one.
Now I feel I should have picked number one.
Share. But you can still explain now. Explain.
Explain what?
Keep going deeper.
Keep going deeper. Since you said you know what is number 8, I will avoid it as much as I can.
No, it's a good thing. It's just that I can't explain it. It's good, I promise you. It's very good. Pick it. In fact, I pick it for you.
I'm going to pick number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Hush! Yeah. My God. It's not a Bible verse, no. My goodness. What I see. It is more than me.
My God,
I just need to sit down and listen. Hey,
it's even in English, so you can understand it.
Oh God,
the future carries a weight that requires a toughness in you.
This is one of my favorite quotes, actually. I don't know where I heard it from, but
tough situation don't last.
Only
tough people last. I am tough, so I will last. You know? To be honest, this also has to do in a way with preparation. Because, I mean, the future carries so much weight. If only you know what God has in store for you, for your future. I mean, you will not just do your preparation jelenkeli, so to say.
Jelenkeli.
Yeah, you're not prepared jelenkeli for the future. Because the future is actually, like, bright. It's bright. And you know what? For anyone out there, the devil may be trying to lie to you that your future is not bright. there's nothing for you in the future, you can't make it. That's the total lie of the devil.
Yes.
He's a big liar.
Mm-hmm.
The future is bright and beautiful. I mean, he's the Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
He knows the end of a thing for, right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So if you think, second guessing how your future is going to be, and by then, I mean, and let me also say this, preparation does not mean worrying.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a two different thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're preparing, it does not mean you're worrying. I mean, you don't have to worry about the future, because definitely the future is bright and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this just takes me to, I don't know, each time I say topics or things about the future comes up, it reminds me of this Bible verse in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. If I'm not mistaken, that says, how many of you by worrying add a cubit to his height or an hour to his life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry, we're a medical student, but basically, worrying actually you're decreasing your lifespan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
How many of you by worrying add a cubit to his height or an hour to his life? And God says, he feeds the birds of the air, how he arrays the flower of the field in glorious. Okay, now I feel I'm preaching.
Yes, preach now. No. Continue.
This is good. I'm making this more.
No, you're speaking to somebody. Continue.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and God went higher to tell us that even Solomon. We all know how the Bible speaks about Solomon.
Yeah.
Even Solomon, in all of his splendor, is not even beautiful of how he arranged the flowers of the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, prepare.
Yeah.
Plan and prepare. But that doesn't mean you should worry.
Yes.
Do not worry. Be anxious for nothing.
But in all things.
With prayer and supplication.
Yeah.
Let your request be made known unto God. Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah. The future requires away the request. The future carries away the request of toughness in you. More grace, mommy. I celebrate grace.
And, you know, a lot of things we test you.
Yes, this is actually, I was actually going to say,
a lot of things we test you on the road and you want to give up. That's why you need to carry water deep. God, we opened the first one. That's why you need to carry water along.
That's why you need living water.
Exactly. That's the water you're carrying along.
And it's these testings that make the you that stronger. Is formed at the end of the day. Because there are many things in your future that are going to that are going to be solved by the lessons you learned on your way there.
And so, your experiences.
Yes. So,
and if it does not solve, so to say, you're going to solve for someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, I believe that many of the things that we go through now, so if it's not for us, it's like many times so that other people
can learn
from it, benefit from it.
Yeah.
Share. Either way, and the Lord is glorified.
Yeah.
Okay, that was number 3. You chose 3, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Nami.
Pick on my head.
No.
Oh,
I'm not picking. Which one is left? I picked 4, I picked 5. Have we picked 2? Have we picked 9? Oh my God.
Yeah, you picked 9.
I have not picked 9. I don't know what that is coming for me. Oh, this is deep. Jesus Christ.
Speak to us, mommy.
God no go let me dey inside water so go enter my eye.
Why are you laughing?
It is deep. The God just will not allow me to be inside the water.
Did you just say God go no allow me?
No. God do not allow me to be inside the water and soap will come and enter my eyes.
When you're inside the water.
I don't understand.
Like, it's not possible you're inside water and you don't use water to wash your face so that the soap will enter your eyes.
Hey! Another angle! Jesus Christ! Hey, you made me show this.
You know, it's like you're inside shower. You're inside water. Jesus. So why should the soap enter your eyes?
Drop mic.
Done.
Oh my god, another angle.
But what angle are you looking at though?
No, I was just thinking like I don't even know what I was thinking right now. I was just thinking like if it's soap and water, like God do not allow you to be inside the water and soap will enter your eye, like he will protect you, like he will always preserve.
Sure, no.
No, like I just thought like he will always preserve his own, like he will not allow you to be inside water. I mean, first of all, he even left you in the water, so
you can wash the soap.
I don't know.
Left you in the water so that you can wash the soap.
Oh my god, wow. I don't know. Jesus, that's deep.
I'm relating this to like being blind to opportunities or something. Like you're right inside an opportunity and your eyes are not even open to it.
Yeah.
That's a very terrible situation.
Jesus Christ. God no go let me dey inside water, soap go enter my eye.
I think this depends on the level in which you understand pidgin.
Yes, actually, because I'm seeing my like, what shit.
Be like, yes, see.
Oh my god, it seems like I'm not well versed in pidgin because I literally don't see it like that. Wow. So yes, what you just said.
What did I just say?
God no allow you be inside like the soap. Soap going to like soap, the water is going to wash away the soap from your eyes.
Hey,
my god, that was deep.
You should just continue. But she,
do you know? Oh my god, I didn't see it like that. Wow, hey, I celebrate grace, ma.
I celebrate it, ma.
Yeah, next, I'll help you pick number 8.
No, please, I'm not picking number 8.
I promise. I think it's just 2 left now.
Which numbers?
I'm not sure.
Have you picked 6?
I don't think
6
so.
And 8?
Okay, maybe 6 and 8, yes.
Let me pick 6 so you pick 8. Wait, what if 6 is a Bible verse?
No, there are only 2 Bible verses.
Why am I running away from Bible verses?
Number 8 is not a Bible verse, I promise. You like it. Number 8 is really good.
Okay, let me pick number 8.
Number 8! I'm excited.
She forced me to pick it, guys.
I didn't know.
Don't sow a seed whose harvest you are not prepared for. This is deep. This is really deep.
It's deep.
Don't sow a seed whose harvest you are not prepared for. Deep. This is deep, mother of God.
This is deep.
Because, I mean, don't sow a seed. This is literally the third time. I'm letting it sing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whatever we are doing every single day, we are sowing seed.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Even though if some people are eating their seed, they are trying to sow their bread.
Oh, God.
Don't sow a seed whose harvest you are not prepared for. It's just, I'm relating it to this saying of, don't treat people in such a way you yourself you cannot accept. You know, it's all, this court occurs every sphere.
Every single sphere.
Yeah. Don't do what you would not like it to be done to you.
I'm also thinking like,
Ma, please
go. No, no. But I'm also thinking like, it could also mean like, don't sow a seed whose harvest you're not prepared for. As you're sowing the seed, be preparing for the harvest.
My God. Preparation.
Yes. Kai.
I don't know, but this can also mean, you know, as a farmer, they have like warehouse, like barns. They prepared the barns.
Yes.
For harvest time. It goes both ways.
Yes.
If you do good, I mean, prepare your barn.
Yeah, for harvest.
And if you do bad,
also prepare your barn.
Always do good so that your storehouse can be filled with good things.
Yes, what you sow, you reap.
God is definitely reap. It comes to that, no.
Yeah, it's true. Don't sow a seed whose harvest you're not prepared for. It is well. And then I believe is the last one, number 6.
I forgot this one. Oh my god.
Hey. Share. Feel at home.
Now it's a big Mr. Sparrow.
It's a very popular. This is a very popular saying. You can say it a lot. Feel at home. Now it's named Christos Permot.
Please, can you translate for our
speakers? Feel at home in quotes. That's what used to make, or that will make. That is what will make a visitor to spoil the remotes.
Deep.
That's so deep. Not to feel at home. Don't feel at home too much. But actually, do you know that God has used this saying to explain something to me before?
My God. Explain it to us, please.
Stop. He uses it to sort of talk about how we are visitors in this world. Like, this is not our final home. This is just a part of our journey. And how we are visitors, but most of us feel so much at home in this world. You know, there are Christians who don't think about the rapture at all. Like, they don't think about Jesus coming. They live life from day to day and just assume or live as though this is our final home. And
that's the whole thing.
And it's not our home. Like, it's not our home. The Bible literally says the prince of this world. And if you stay in someone's house and you spoil their remotes.
No, stop. I'll invite you next time.
Yeah. Or you feel at home so much that you can spoil their remote and they agree. They accept you. Like, okay, feel at home. Like, you're a visitor, but you want to feel at home. Like, become one of us. And I don't know whether what I'm saying makes sense, but...
Yeah, I understand.
Don't feel so at home in this world that you forget that this is not your home. Poster.
And I'm also linking this with, like, over-familiarity.
Yes. Ah, Jesus, my God.
Don't be too familiar with things of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Woman of God, can you help us back this whole scripture? To be honest, don't just feel at... Don't be over-familiar. In fact, don't be familiar with the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if God did it this way the last time, don't expect him to do it this way.
Forget the former things.
Behold, I'm doing a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's a diverse girl.
Very diverse.
He does things in different ways. Yes. And no one can question it.
Yes.
That's what makes him God. My God! Share. You're in the spirit. You're the one in the spirit.
Hey, yeah, that's so true.
That's just all I would like.
And to even to bring it back or not bring it back, like even to also touch over familiarity with people.
Yeah.
It's very important.
You know, it reminds me of what that Sunday when Pastor Charles was preaching and he said, "Tell us about yourself," and you are beginning to mention your ancestors.
Yeah, but she
like that's becoming too like much. Just because of they give you access,
an opportunity, yes, you abuse it. And it doesn't, like, it's not even only with people that are above you, even people that you're friends with, yeah, or
people that you're older than,
yes, your younger people, your family. It's very easy to become familiar with people that you see every day. But she
why?
No, I'm not familiar with you, man.
No, I need to go deeper.
No, there's no difference to go. But yeah, so feel at home, feel at home. Don't spoil people's remotes. Don't feel at home. It's not your home. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. So I think that is it. Let's go through it again and see.
Oh my God!
Okay, let's do this one together as the last one.
It's in Pidgin.
My guy was really
now from club them they enter dance.
Oh yeah, yeah,
now
yeah,
from
yeah.
Club them they enter dance. I mean, if you want to start dancing, you start by clapping. And my God, this actually like is deep.
It is deep
because
it's deep.
You want to, why do people think, I'm sorry, I'm also linking this to sexual immorality.
Yeah, I was about to say,
where do people think people are so deep-rooted in sexual immorality and it feels like they can't remove themselves?
Else, yeah.
It's because I decided from club.
Yeah,
it's decided from club. I mean, it's just going to be just one kiss. I'm just going to steal a kiss and then that's all. I'm just going to do this and then that's all. It ends there.
Yeah.
But, the Bible says, be master
over
sin.
Yeah.
Like,
even it's even the same thing with, like, addictions and temptations and all of those.
Yeah.
Even small fasting that we do. If I open my wardrobe, and I behold... I can see, like, seriously, if I open my wardrobe and behold our food, I can just lose sight and lose focus.
That's true.
So
getting carried away.
Yeah.
Not focusing on the glory ahead.
Preach. Yeah, preaching.
No.
Keep preaching, ma'am.
You have to be goal oriented, I think. Seeing the glory ahead.
Yes.
Don't have to do some certain things, behave in some certain ways.
So don't clap.
You would dance.
You would dance. Oh my God. All right, so wait, I have a feeling there's one more. And I actually put this. I put this one. I even wrote it down there that I made a KJ because of you.
Because that's what I like. So I leave it to you
as your KJV branded. There is that scatter it and yet increase it, and there is that withhold it. I thought there was no more Bible verse. More than is meat, but it tended to poverty.
Deep. Shy. You can explain that for us, ma'am.
No, I see. I put it together because of you. No, it's for you, ma'am.
When you're scattering, you're sowing seed.
Allow me drop the mic.
How did they sow seed?
Hey, my God.
Have you witnessed when they are like planting maize?
Jesus.
They like scatter it.
Jesus Christ.
Or where they are sowing grains, they scatter it. I think. I mean, I'm not a farmer, but
you are going right. Yes, keep going. Go deeper, mommy.
And yet increased. I mean, the seed becomes an harvest and then you're increasing.
Hmm.
But if you withhold that seed, you did not sow it.
Hmm.
I mean, it. Yeah, and I'm remembering the parable of the talent.
Hmm.
The one that did not make use of the talent God gave him.
Hmm.
It goes both ways. I mean, seed can be anything.
Yeah.
Can be your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, poster talent. Yes.
Can be your money.
Yeah.
Can be your time.
Hmm. Preach. Your seed can mean anything.
Hmm. Jesus Christ.
And I think we all should not forget that it is God that gives seeds to the sower.
Mm-hmm.
So why withhold what God has given you and not sow it?
Yeah.
So that you... I mean, it is to your benefit at the end of the day. Yes,
exactly.
Wow.
My God.
King James Version is deep.
And the Lord that gives like the seed to the sower, he's still the God that will give the increase.
Of course.
So even that worrying whether or not your this thing is going to be enough or whether it's going to be increased or whether it's like it's, you're not, I think it was Sister Bernice on one episode that we're recording that she said that your business is just to bring your seed and leave the increase into God, because
deep,
like God gives the increase.
I mean, this also takes me to tithes. I don't know who I'm relating to tithes, offering. I mean, there are some people that like we have this belief about tithes.
That's
forgetting that it was God that gave them the job at first.
Yes, exactly.
That they could even say, okay, this is 10% that I'm giving to God.
He's not even asking for so much.
Honestly.
If I was God, man.
Let's be God, you're 10%.
Obviously, to leave before me and go away first. Then come back. Oh, God.
That's why man cannot be God.
Yes, thank God man is not God. Oh, man.
Hmm.
Wow. That's so true. Hmm. So, we've come to the end of this episode. I'm sure that you were blessed. I was blessed. I did not think I was going to be this blessed. God have mercy on me. I was so blessed. And I thank God. Thank you very much, Ma.
Oh, please bless God.
Being here. And God bless you too. Yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Have an amazing week. And see you on the next episode, which is coming out on Christmas Day.
Wow.
You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. Goodbye and...
Bye.
Bye.